I then gathered a crowd out of the community by writing a letter announcing the beginning of our church. We also used a lot of advertising that first year because we didn't have enough relationships to rely only on word of mouth to build a crowd. This is true of most small churches. Today, with thousands of members inviting friends to our church, advertising is unnecessary. For that first year, about all we tried to do was build a crowd and introduce them to Christ. Just as it takes an enormous amount of energy to move a rocket off a launch pad, it requires an incredible amount of effort to gather a crowd out of nothing. Our focus was very narrow. I preached very simple, straightforward evangelistic series, such as Good News About Common Problems and God's Plan for Your Life. At the end of the year, we had about 200 in average attendance, and most of them were brand new believers. In our second year, I began working on turning the believers in our crowd into a congregation. We continued reaching out to the community and increasing the size of the crowd, but we added a strong emphasis on building relationships within our fellowship. We focused on converting attenders into members. I began to talk more about the value of church membership, the benefits of belonging to a church family, and the responsibilities included in membership. I preached messages with titles like, We're in This Together, All in God's Family, and Why Do We Have Church Anyway? I still remember the excitement of watching how God began to transform a crowd of self-absorbed attenders into a loving congregation of members. The third year, I instituted a plan to raise the commitment level of our members. I repeatedly challenged those in the congregation to deepen their dedication to Christ. I taught them how to establish the spiritual disciplines and habits that build spiritual maturity. I preached a series on commitment called Together We Grow, and a basic doctrine series called Questions I've Wanted to Ask God. As people became solidly established in the faith, I began to give greater emphasis to involvement in ministry through messages like